This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, we're double soundproofing the room in case Patrick Creighton can join. Oh, and lo and behold, the door opens and enter the Sandman.
The Sandman.
The Sandman. Here he comes. The most mentioned and legendary Houston radio broadcaster of the day. We'll just leave it there. But my man Patrick Creighton joining us after he just got off the air on our sister station on SportsBap 94.1. You guys wouldn't know about that show because you listen to us. But at the same time, obviously one of the hot topics today is this little radio beef. We won't mention the one individual's name.
Yeah, we're not saying his name, Patrick, so don't say it, all right?
He's an attention whore, and we do love Seth Payne. I don't know how you feel about it.
Seth is fine. But we're not saying the big guy over at 790.
I always had a good relationship with Seth. Really, I've always had a good relationship with pretty much everybody there.
Everybody here, too.
There is one person at that station that I honestly would just like to see get hit by a bus, but he's not that important.
Was it the guy that said it?
No.
So just to give people...
No, the guy who said it, I've never even met.
So just so people are aware, so this thing went on between a guy who loves attention over at 790 in the mornings, and Seth Payne at 610. And during that scuffle, somebody calls the big guy at 790, "You're just a poor man's Patrick Creighton." And we were all like, whoa, don't attack our boy Pete Creighton. What's going on here?
Yeah, so, I don't know where that came from.
So do you know the guy that said it, and why is your name in his mouth? What's going on here?
I don't know. I guess he's hard for me or something. I don't know. I mean,
you've been listening to this show too much.
I kind of feel bad because I'm not interested, and I don't want him to do anything bad to himself. I mean, there is a suicide hotline, so if you need help, please get some. I don't honestly know why somebody who's never met me, never talked to me, never seen me, has my name coming out of their mouth, or why they're trying to use me to insult somebody else. I kind of felt like it was one of those, "I'm going to insult you." He's going to insult me and then try to insult said other person who that you don't want to name.
Right.
More so.
By using you as the insult for the other guy.
Like,
because I'm like, there's so many. You could have went Barry Warner here. There were so many other names that you could have used.
And the thing is, the guy who said it, and like I said, I've never met him.
Right.
Don't know him. Dude, you don't even have a show. Who are you?
He's a pissant.
No, he's an annoying little pissant.
He's an annoying little pissant.
Yeah, who is the guy? Is he a producer?
He's the producer of the show.
Of the morning show.
Yeah.
At 610.
That I've never met.
Okay. So now, you were there. For people that don't know, you were at 610.
4 years.
Okay. And was the breakup amicable?
It wasn't so much... I didn't have a bad breakup with them.
Uh-huh.
The issue was, you know, I've been there for 4 years. The program director there is not the program director that hired me. That program director, for whatever reason, didn't like my style or didn't like my age because he liked to promote younger guys. Because, you know, the sports radio demographic, which, you know, hovers between the 40s and 50s.
Yeah.
We always say 25 to 54, but in reality, it's 35 to 64. We live longer, and you know, this is... Just take a look at who our advertisers are.
Right.
You know, in reality, and Mike Francesa said this in an interview right before he did his last show. Mm-hmm. The sports radio demographic is really 35 to 64. You know, I'm 44 years old. I'm pretty much right smack
in the wheelhouse.
Target
yeah.
demographic. How
God,
many
you're old,
40
by the way.
Some odd guys do you know want to be told what they do and don't know about sports by a 23-year-old kid?
Yeah.
Zero? Minus six?
But here's the thing. I don't understand. The guy who made the comment about you is a guy who has beef with the attention whore because of the fact that the attention whore supposedly criticized him on either podcasts or radio or both. But then he wants to go and do exactly that by calling out somebody else that he obviously doesn't even know in you and bring you into it, and it's ridiculous.
It is ridiculous. And like I said, I don't know, maybe he's got the hots for me. Because
a lot of people do.
You know,
you're a sexy, sexy man.
I'm dead 60.
Yeah, when you know what you are, and you do.
Get in my belly.
And you carry yourself.
I'm bigger than you.
Like you do. And I do mean carry yourself. You,
with both hands.
You have that. You have that aura about you.
So, are you preparing a rebuttal? Did you clap back on your show? Is there something we need to go listen to a podcast? Because we were obviously on air while you were doing it.
I was not aware of it till I stepped in this studio. I didn't catch that audio, and then I was mad.
Yeah, was there a big rebuttal from you? Like Biggie and Tupac? That's why I bleeped your bleep.
No, you know what? I kind of feel bad for him. I mean, if I'm his hero, I mean, I would think that you could come up with a better hero than me. But maybe I'm the kid's hero, and I'm the one he looks up to, so that's why he put my name out there. I have no idea.
We always lash out at the ones we love
kind
of thing.
It's just like, you know, when you're in junior high school and you try to pick on the girl that you have the crush on.
Yes.
Dude, that's exactly it.
So this dude wants to feel you up is what you're saying.
He's trying to get to second base
with you.
Well,
that's weird.
I do have a little bit of second base.
I was going to say, he may be a boob guy.
Let's be real.
He may be right down his alley. I'm just saying.
You know, I mean, I'm not a B cup anymore, but I used to be.
Speaking of, we had a question earlier. What four ingredients, if you're making a breakfast taco, what are your four? You only get a maximum of four.
That's it.
And I'm going to go to you as the expert. What are you putting in your breakfast taco?
So breakfast tacos are new to me.
Like, what?
You have to understand.
Cut his mic off. This is ridiculous.
There's no such thing as breakfast tacos in New York.
I know. That's why New York is hell.
So I got introduced to breakfast tacos literally within the last year.
Okay.
I love breakfast tacos.
And now you're sleeping together, right? You got introduced and you went right to the sack.
Dude.
You got introduced and went right to the sack.
Breakfast tacos and sex. They're 1-1A. I don't know.
You're like, eh.
But breakfast taco of steak.
Okay.
Bacon.
Yeah.
Egg and cheese.
I like it.
That's that'll work for me good, every time.
Yeah, that's a hearty, platter. Good yeah. breakfast taco right
that's
there.
That's a heart attack and a full belly. That's, yeah.
That's good.
You know, it's when I was probably like 21 years old, just came out of college, my first job was out of college. I was working for a vendor. I was the guy who fixed the computer boards and the robotic arms and the vacuums and everything inside the machines. And we'd get into Manhattan about 3 o'clock in the morning and finish up two spots at 5:30. And then there was a deli right there on 3rd and 13th. And they had something called a heart attack sandwich, which is every meat you can think of, every cheese you can think of, six eggs.
What?
Whoa. It's gigantic. It's a sandwich built for two. Six eggs, ham, bacon, sausage, turkey, steak. Five different cheeses,
and then they would put
like ketchup and mayo and mustard. I don't eat all that stuff.
Talk about getting hard.
But
it actually sounds good. I mean,
they called it the heart attack
sandwich.
I need a moment.
I can't stand up right now. I shouldn't have worn sweatpants today.
It was $7, and it fed both of us.
Damn.
Wow.
That sounds so good. Do you miss it?
Or breakfast tacos?
Do you like
tacos, dude?
Treat it as porn? You just pull up their menu on the internet and you're like, yeah.
Yeah, the funny thing is, like, you know, back then I'd eat that thing and I'd be like, dom, 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 you know, now I'd probably eat it and I would hear my arteries hardening as I bit.
Yeah.
Well, old sucks, man.
Yeah, it does. It definitely does. And you're old as hell. You're 44.
Dude, I'm going to be 45 in June.
Oh my God. That's so old.
Will you have a breakfast dinner? Will you have a breakfast day, weekend, or month? How will you celebrate?
Honestly, haven't gotten that far advanced into it.
Because we were talking about the people that are so self-absorbed these days. They can't, one dinner is not, or one meal is, and a cake is not good enough.
Yeah, they do a birthday month or a birthday week, and that's just ridiculous.
No.
You're not getting that around here.
Not getting any of that. You know, I'll go out to dinner. You know, with the fam. We'll go out to dinner with the fam, and you know, there'll be a cake.
Don't put any dollars on your shirt either. Don't do that.
That'll be it.
Okay.
You're not going to touch the cake?
Come on, bro. I'll eat a slice, because if I don't, I will upset the cake maker.
It's got to get in your belly.
And I don't upset my 10-year-old daughter.
Awesome.
Because she'll be the one who makes it.
Yeah.
And you will eat it. If you have a daughter and your daughter makes you a cake, it doesn't matter what that cake tastes like. You will eat it.
That's right. I'm looking forward to it.
Appreciate
By the way,
man.
Next segment, when we have a guest, we'll actually use a microphone. Patrick was not using a microphone during the entire
segment.
You're
so wrong.
We appreciate Patrick Creighton stopping in from our sister station.
We got your back, homie.
No doubt about it. SportsMap 94.1, PC and Nate, the Nate and Crate show.
They had Cornell X on today.
Did you?
Yeah.
Wear a bow tie?
We had Quan LX in because his son is like a football prodigy.
Oh, really? I didn't know that.
His son's 11, and he is he's ridiculous. They had him playing against kids his own age and scoring like 5 touchdowns a game. So they moved him up to play against kids 2 and 3 years older. So he's
nice. Scoring
6 touchdowns a game.
Oh, damn.
He's unbelievable.
Really?
And, that's awesome.
He's a guy, somebody to be keeping an eye on. He's, you know, he's 11. So, what, 2 more years before he hits high school?
Yeah.
That's amazing.
And then it's going to be, well, what school is he going to? Because he's just a phenomenal, phenomenal talent.
And you guys will get to say you heard it here first.
Yeah. Heard it here awesome. First.
Check Very the podcast. Good. It's Nate and Crate on SportsMap 94.1, but no one listens to them. You just have to get the podcast because everybody's listening to us. Don't touch that dial. All right, we're going to be back with more. It's Barry, Nate, Nick. It's the Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5.
Loaded, ready, rule. You're listening to ESPN 97.5. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Earmuffs! If you're in the car line, parents, earmuffs, because it is the third hour. And that means, no, this isn't Shaggy, but Professor Penis is here to break it all down for you and give you the backstory history and the lowdown on the lowdown.
You're dropping the Professor Penis after today, right? This isn't going to be something.
You could be the champion Professor Penis.
I mean, it's a little much.
Okay.
It's a little much.
P squared, ladies and gentlemen.
I rolled with it for one segment, but I didn't think that it would carry over into
a third
hour. We
rolled with the champion for 2 weeks.
It's because that's what I am. Oh, don't see. You dare.
We went from PC to PP.
Take it. Yeah, this is the Honey Drippers, Impeach the President. If you started back from the beginning, you probably recognize the beat used in many, many a different hip-hop song.
Yep.
If you can, that's the most important part. That beat right there has been used in...
For a while.
So many hip-hop songs.
Yep.
So many. That sample, that first eight, 4 to 8 beats.
The first one that comes to my mind is the Nas
yep.
song.
I know I can. I know I can.
Did that come to y'all's mind?
Yeah, right away, because you're just waiting for the little piano key to go.
Yep, used a ton in hip-hop. So it's the Honey Drippers, Impeach the President.
It's a good one.
Yep.
There you go. Hey, we've had a good show, by the way. And even mixed in some guests for you. We had the incomparable Calvin Murphy, who no one else is getting. And we also had Patrick Creighton on in the middle of this Radio Gate thing at Radio Row.
Yeah. He was cool about the situation, and then he embraced the breakfast taco thing.
Did you doubt he was going to embrace any food related?
I didn't know how he would react, honestly, because Barry was, I mean, I'm sure he's cool with us, but I didn't know. I know you know him, but Barry, he just.
Dude, that was Altuve getting 85 down the middle. There, he was knocking that out of the park.
He was so ready for it.
Yeah, I didn't even get the full words breakfast taco out. I was like, what do you like in your breakfast? Oh, I like sausage and bacon, mozzarella. Like, he's getting very specific. 7-year-old aged mozzarella in a double barrel. And it's like, whoa, bro.
And then
like,
how about the burger he was talking about?
Oh, gosh, that was...
Or was it a burger?
That was erotic.
No, it was like a... I guess it was the heart attack.
Yes.
I take it was a breakfast sandwich because it had egg on it.
Right.
It was erotic. It was like listening to someone read Penthouse Forum to me. It was, man.
I was waiting for to drop one ingredient that you'd be like, ooh, don't put that on there, but he didn't.
No. It was like sauerkraut. And you're like, oh,
don't do that.
So a lot of people are texting in stuff that we didn't mention. Somebody said their 4 ingredients would be egg, queso, chorizo, and cilantro. And I bet that would be actually... a pretty decent breakfast taco.
Again, that cilantro thing, they say that there's something within your genetic makeup that either it tastes fantastic to you
or it tastes like soap. Oh,
yeah.
Oh really? Yeah. I didn't know that.
Yeah. And I don't like it.
Somebody mentioned barbacoa. Here's one that I thought interesting. Sergeant in Baytown said he likes it made just like at Bill Miller's in Corpus. And I've never had Bill Miller's in Corpus, but it's egg, cheese, brisket, and sour cream.
Doesn't sound bad.
No. It really doesn't. I mean, you wouldn't think sour cream and egg would sound, but that actually sounds pretty good for a breakfast taco.
I'm not big on sour cream, but...
Yeah. I'll put it on like a potato, stuff like that.
See, like, I try to be healthy, so I get plain yogurt. and put that on a taco so it acts like sour cream.
It's not the same. No,
that,
it's not even close.
I could have told you that didn't work.
Steelers fan Juan said sausage, eggs, cheese, and peppers, something we didn't mention yet, the peppers.
Yeah.
And then this one, I don't know who. Oh, this was Dr. Dre on 290, so he can go to hell.
Was it mustache wax?
No. Eggs, refried beans, bacon, and avocado. What? What kind of
bacon,
weird...
avocado? Is that comp? Does that? I don't eat bacon. Does that? Do they eat, usually eat bacon and
I mean,
avocado?
Some people will put that on like a sandwich, but not a breakfast taco. What is that?
There's a question. Did you?
That's
guys,
a horrible
we
combination.
We always talk about you guys growing up here, and Nick, I understand for a lot of obvious reasons, but you guys grew up here. I grew up in the Midwest, but wasn't. Like where I grew up, bacon, lettuce, and tomato was a big
BLT.
Time sandwich. Yeah, BLT was a big time sandwich.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, that's all big right. down here. People call it BLTs. And
oh, yeah. The wife gets those all the time. And then there's Hertz green salsa, chorizo, cheese, and potatoes. I don't know why we had to get very specific with the Hertz green salsa. But you
I will
said
say
you're
that Nick was dead
salsa.
On. I would have done some breakfast potatoes kind of well done on mine instead of mushroom. And that would have been a good touch.
Yeah. But go ahead and tell the people what else you said.
Then I and if I need it, I got ketchup.
You can't. That's an ingredient. No, and we argued at the break. He's like, no, it's not an ingredient. It's a condiment. No,
it is an ingredient.
You can't make a breakfast taco and be like, well, I'll just dip it in sour cream. That's an ingredient. If you're going to use ketchup, you've wasted one
it
of your
It is a
four.
Condiment, but in this particular, it's an ingredient
scenario,
as well.
Yeah,
it's,
you've
it's
wasted ingredient one of the well. Four.
The judge and jury has spoken in his opinion.
Yeah,
but
well, this is
well
my exercise.
Put some ketchup on it. Well, exercise more.
But I said you get four things on a breakfast taco.
I told you what they were.
Four things, not including the tortilla.
Were.
Yeah, but you tried to add ketchup as
I
a,
didn't
as
try
a
to
fifth.
Add. I said I got an option.
So you're going to go with ketchup instead of what?
I'm not.
Potato?
No.
Oh, you're not
I'm taking eat. The four ingredients, and if okay. I want the damn ketchup, I'm taking that too.
He's got to be so stubborn.
Damn right.
Yeah. He just can't do his four ingredients like everybody else.
I gave you the four.
Well, the taquito at Whataburger is basically four ingredients. It's egg, cheese, potato, and then you can add the picante sauce later. Or you can do sausage, so it's technically five. But it's basically five ingredients. It's only two ways you can get it, basically.
I don't know what this... Somebody said, I just talked to my brother in Oklahoma City, and this radio stuff and this fight stuff is the laugh up there. So apparently,
of
this
course
is all
everybody
low.
Else. Of course, everybody else.
They
make
a production meeting.
They're mocking Pete. They're you mocking them.
Barstool.
We've been mocking them all day.
Yeah. If we were there at Radio Row, I'd be the first one with my phone.
I'd be so loud,
videoing
just so he,
everything,
just so he could hear me. I would. I really would.
But you got to understand, this is the fuel that he wants. This is the kind of stuff because it's not going. He doesn't want to get down to brass tacks and breaking down sports. He wants people to just get into like a pissing match with him. That's what he wants.
I was talking to Raheel before the show about how much fun it was for us at Radio Row last year and how the last thing on my mind was arguing with anybody.
Yeah, starting a fight around for the internet.
And messed with homeless people. Raheel had Tim Tebow do
You made it sound mean.
Well, you totally did. You totally did,
though. No, I didn't mess with the homeless people.
Hey, stop doing your Patrick Creighton.
You did them a favor.
You insulted his intelligence.
What?
Making fun of his sign.
What?
Poor homeless man.
Go watch the video. That's not true. Go watch the video.
Then you stole his socks?
No, I sold him my socks. You are fabric. Listen here, Nick Innes. Stop making things up.
You used his name. How dare
nope,
you?
Nope, I did not. I just said.
He said Professor Pinnis.
That's right.
That's what he said.
Somebody just texted, all ingredients are welcome at the Red House.
Oh, I got to get that drop, man. That was fantastic.
Oh, that's good stuff. Good times indeed. Yeah, don't spread rumors about me and the...
But my point is, it was so much fun, the last thing I was thinking
about. It was a lot of fun.
Joel and Will had a little bit of a spat, but
Will Polacek was when... Yeah, look, for all the fun we had, I actually have a really good friend of mine that was working with Brandon Marshall, and she was trying to bring him over, and he was C-blocking us and wasn't getting him so that we could get him. Then in the meantime, she called me over and said, I want you to meet Brandon anyway during a commercial break. I go to meet him, and Will comes in with a flying leg kick and almost gives Brandon Marshall a torn ACL, and he was hot. She and like four other people had to go, Brandon, let's go back to the hotel. Let's go. He was looking like, I don't know who this dork in a suit is, but I'm about to rearrange his world.
It could have been, you know, those two stations last year if we just got Will to race Joel in that race at Radio Row. That would have been awesome.
You would have.
Joe would have whipped his ass. Yeah,
it would have been awesome, though.
Yes.
I also think that the chick, remember what she was from Nesson? She was like, hi. She gives me her business card. She's like, can I come to your after party? I was like, I don't know. We'll see. I mean, like,
everybody thought I'm married. The ESPN party was our party.
Yeah. I was like, I'm thinking, you know, do you not see that I'm married? You think I really care? Like, you're not impressing me.
Well, but you did have the senator that, well, I guess he was hurt, but you did have a Colorado Rocky that definitely wanted in, too. We had MLB players hitting us up because we were interviewing them.
Yeah.
Hey, can you give me a couple of tickets to your party?
Yeah. Can you get me into the ESPN party? I'm like, yeah, bro, but I don't think it's the ESPN party that you're thinking of.
And then our party, which happened to be at David Gow's house and not the big party, and I see Rod Woodson in there, and I see some guys, and I go, oh, you thought this was the big party, didn't you?
Fooled you.
Yeah. And by the time you get an Uber and try and get over to the big party, you go.
Yeah. This is Ohio Players, Funky Worm. Check it out. You'll recognize it. Right? Tell me if you recognize it, Nick.
I don't either. All right. I know the Ohio Players.
Oh, that's so good. Oh, that's funky.
Oh, I do. That does sound.
Yes.
Kind of sounds like that Shaq song.
That's Dope Man.
I mean, I like it. I just.
That's from Dope Man, but this has been sampled by plenty of people in hip hop. But one of the first times you may have heard it was on Dope Man.
I thought Public.
Yeah, PE had it too.
Okay. Hey, right now I tell you about my good friends at Gallery Furniture. I am so glad they are back sponsoring the show because Mattress Mack's been a friend forever, and I have always gone and got my furniture at Gallery for obvious reasons. But don't take it from me. Brandon from our staff here recently went to Gallery after trying to price furniture around town, and he simply found out what we've all been saying all along. That is, he got a great price, better than anywhere else. He got no back order slips. He bought it that day. He got it delivered by that night. And the customer service was out of this world. They offered to move and take away other furniture if they wanted to get rid of it, move it, get it out of the way. They do all of that stuff because Gallery wants you to be a longtime customer. They've been in Houston a long time. They're not going anywhere. Neither are you. They want you to keep coming back again to Gallery Furniture. That's why they've now got three locations. Grand Parkway between Katy and Sugarland in the Galleria on Post Oak. And, of course, the mainstay I-45 North exit Tidwell Parker both ways. Max sits at the front desk right there. He'll put you in capable hands, and he'll make sure that those people treat you with kid gloves and a smile and make sure you get exactly what you wanted, when you want it, at the price you wanted, and they'll make sure that they deliver it the same day. Right now, they're doing some great promotions that you need to be aware about. You buy $4,000 or more of Gallery Furniture, you immediately get 36% back in free accessories. So once you get the actual furniture, you get the rugs and the paintings on the wall and some lamps and things like that. You put that 36% back into making your living room or your dining room look even sweeter than it would be with just that Gallery furniture. And it's all quality American-made stuff. And, of course, that Astros promotion of last year, win it all, get it all, well, he's doing it again. It's called Win It All, Get It All Astros 2.018. That means if the Astros win it all again next year and you had spent $3,000 or more on bedroom furniture at Gallery Furniture between now and the end of the World Series, you get it all for free. That's the way they do it. And what the slug lines are more than just lip service. They are a way of doing business for Gallery. That means Gallery's going to save you money. That means no back order slips. Buy today, get it tonight. Gallery really will save you money.
Need a new restaurant to go to?
Do you know where I could find an organic Vietnamese taco truck around here?
Visit culturemap.com to get the latest restaurant and bar news from Culture Map food editor Eric Sandler. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Back on the final half hour of The Usual Suspects, as we've got 30 minutes to go in the big show before we turn it over to Fred A.J. Jung in the Blitz, and Professor P is here to continue to shed the knowledge upon you, the listener.
Yep, Ashley's Roach clip by the Soul Searchers. This beat, you talk about a beat that's been sampled a lot. Eric B. and Rakim, Paid in Full, PM Dawn. A lot of people use this beat.
Definitely a recognizable beat.
You probably recognized it immediately from Eric B. and Rakim. I think that's where most people had heard it from, Paid in Full. Sampled quite a bit. Go back to
you know what it sounds like?
It sounds like maybe 3:30.
Sounds like a 70s detective show as they're cruising to find someone.
It's like, we're going to find these ruffians and we're going to take them down.
Patrick Creighton said it's at the corner of 13 and 3rd. They're on their way.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a good beat right there. Sampled quite a bit, actually. Go ahead, Joe. Kick Peyton Full. Kick the lyrics. Go. No?
I'm good. You have to pay me to do stuff like
He's
that.
He's like, I don't rap anymore, Boom Boom.
No, Professor P.
No, that's not my rap name. That's not at all. That's not even, nope.
Pro Penis.
No, stop it.
Hey, you know what we didn't get to already?
What?
Today? The Alex Smith trade.
Yeah, we did not.
How about how crazy that is? Because now it's like the dominoes, what everybody thought was going to be falling into place with Alex Smith heading to either the Jets or the Browns or, you know, the Bills. And all of a sudden, out of the blue, the Washington Redskins not only throw their name into the hat, and of course it was the name we were scrutinizing because we thought they were changing their logo and they're not, but no, they're changing quarterbacks instead. Kirk Cousins out. They won't do another tag on him. Instead, they're bringing Alex Smith in for what amounts to be one of their young cornerbacks, who is a very up-and-coming star in the making, a lot of people say. But the bottom line is Alex Smith is now a Redskin, which means that the Kansas City Chiefs have turned the reins over to the Texas Tech gunslinger, Pat Mahomes. So what does that say about everybody else?
It says that there's a decision to be made now. That Kirk Cousins is going to definitely hit the market.
Where's he going?
People are
going
to have to decide his value. What do they want to pay him?
God dang, he's collected for how long? A lot of coin the last couple of years.
The Redskins have kept him laced. That is for sure.
Yeah.
Right now, if you look at, I'm looking at SpotTrack. As you know, this is my go-to for contracts and information. Yep. And I was trying to find where Alex Smith is on this list. But if you go based off of money,
okay,
so you're the average of the salary, right? Mm-hmm. And they were reporting on ESPN that they're expecting him to sign a four-year extension worth $23.5 million per year with $71 million guaranteed. That's a lot of money for Alex Smith, first of all. For a guy who is coming off a great year. Don't get it twisted. He had his best year as a passer as far as passer rating goes, career in yards and touchdown passes. So he's definitely, and the Chiefs were a team to beat up until they got beat.
Well, they started the season off 5-0.
Yeah. But when you look at, so he's going to be making $23.5 million a year. That puts him fourth on the list. That seems like they're overpaying. And when you look at averages, Matthew Stafford making 27, Derek Carr making 25, Andrew Luck making 24.5, Joe Flacco makes 22.
Ryan and Aaron Rodgers are licking their chops.
Yes.
They ain't mad at it.
You know who's licking their chops? Drew Brees.
Oh, he's free right now.
Is like, yeah, I know. And he's going, oh, Alex Smith got 23? Wait, Matthew Stafford makes 27? Can you say 30? I'll take 30 a year.
At least.
So it's going to get expensive.
So where does he end up? Because if you're the Browns and you have, thanks to the Texans, two picks in the top five, you got to believe they could get Barkley in a quarterback there, or you know Minka Fitzpatrick if they really want to concentrate on defense with one of the picks. But you got to believe that they're going to get a young quarterback regardless. Is he worth spending the money on? If you're the Jets and you're in that market and you know that you desperately need a quarterback, there's a guy that could fit there, and I don't think they'd have a problem with the price tag. But the Broncos are a team that everybody's kicking around too, because we know how badly. Look, for as bad and inconsistent their defense has been, they had Von Miller on this morning on ESPN, and they still were top five in terms of their run defense, their pass defense. But they gave up a lot of points, quite frankly, because their offense coughed it up in the red zone a lot, and they need a quarterback. So it'll be interesting to see where he ends up. But those are three of the hot. I think of all those teams. If I'm Kirk Cousins, if the money's the same, I go to Denver.
So you said who? Denver, the
Cleveland, the Jets, and Denver were the three top.
Well, Cleveland is a no, right?
It depends. Do they want to try and win now while they're trying to groom someone for later? Or do they just want to go with the young kid and throw him out there?
Yeah. I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't think Cleveland makes sense because they already drafted a quarterback. Last year, they're going to probably draft a quarterback this year.
Well, but if you're Cleveland, do you want to take a draft pick and take a chance that you get it wrong again? You don't have a good track record of it.
But you had all new personnel there. They're going to try and prove their worth, too. All these talent evaluators are going to tell you they'll get it right.
Yeah, they've got $59 million rolling over on their cap, a total of $135. You probably it's probably going to cost you more than Alex Smith to get him. It's probably going to cost you in the neighborhood of 25.
Oh, based on what he was making,
28 million a year, on average. I don't know if I'm Cleveland that I don't look at signing him though because of the risk of the picks. Because now you can go out and you can fill other needs, sign him in free agency. Rookies are going to cost you a lot less than you know. So if they can make it work, Cleveland makes sense. Another team that makes sense to me is Arizona.
That's a good call too.
That with Carson Palmer retiring and they
I'm
talked about
for a win now for him.
Arizona David Johnson
and Denver are a win now.
I think if I'm picking, I'd probably say Arizona would make a lot of sense.
I'd say
for
Denver.
Him.
You'd say Arizona. Nick, where's he going?
I don't know. I mean, I like the Denver pick. I don't see Cleveland. But I do like the Denver. I do like the Denver situation. I think there's some potential there with LA.
All
I think
three
can
have
make
good
it work.
Defenses. And Arizona was nicked up. But you look at the Jets, who, look, they had no problems with the defensive side of the football, and they've got some talented football players. But if you look at it from his perspective, he probably wants to win now. He doesn't want to go to a bad team.
No, he doesn't.
And you
want
look
to
at
go
the resources
Cleveland.
When you still have a Larry Fitzgerald. You got Johnson coming back from injury, but he was the number one fantasy pick across the board, one or two, until he got hurt. So you got him coming back as well. So Arizona, and you're indoors, and don't have to worry about the elements and everything else. And then you got Denver, who they're loaded on defense. They got a pretty good offense.
For Cleveland, it's just how do you sell? For me, I feel like if Cleveland's really going to change their reputation, they're going to have to win with someone who's not necessarily proven, I feel like someone who's willing to go over there just trying to prove himself.
So they're going to throw Kaiser out there until draft a quarterback and that
it's just
quarterback
not attractive.
Gets ready?
That's dumb, but it's just not attractive spot for someone like Alex Smith. And I know a lot of people are not big fans of him, but he still is proven. He's in the league. He's got the experience.
We're talking about Cousins. I mean, Smith is stuck in.
Cousins.
Yeah, but Cousins is a guy. Look, and I know he's collected the paycheck too, but you might take a little less to get in a better situation. But I got to believe that any of the ones that we mentioned are better than going to Cleveland.
Oh, without a doubt. Yeah. I mean, when you talk about who's closer, who's more ready.
Yeah.
Cleveland is not on that list.
No way.
But good for Alex Smith for getting, you know, an extension and some more money. And I'm sure he's not thrilled to be going to Washington. But if you're Alex Smith and the journey that he's had as a player, you've got to be just glad that somebody wants you.
Guaranteed money.
That's
a nest egg that you can sit on.
Yeah.
Yeah, regardless of how bad they might be. So, yeah, no, they say normally these trades don't happen until the new season
it'll
starts.
It'll be March,
which
I think,
be after
13th or something like that.
Yeah, so in order to actually cross the T's and dot the I's, it won't be final until after the Super Bowl. But at the end, everybody said, well, someone could come in and try and make a better offer. Look, not everybody's Daryl Morey. When you make a handshake deal, it's as good as gold.
Right.
They're gonna keep to this deal. So you see how it plays out. But a shocker on Radio Row that a deal was done before the Super Bowl even was played. So it'll be interesting to see how
he does.
It's
crazy, though. Kirk, being a guy that got drafted behind RG3 and the turnout that he's had and the money that he's made.
Was he like a fourth-round pick?
I think.
I want to say he was a low pick.
Crazy.
Golly. I mean, when he first got drafted, he couldn't have been that happy.
Everybody questioned it because they drafted RG3 in the first round. And then they still went and drafted Cousins. They're like, oh, they're just getting a backup for the long haul, too. Yeah. Turned out he had a better career than RG3.
Yep.
So did Timmy Thomas steal Hotline Bling?
No. This is the one I was telling you about, Drake and Hotline Bling. Everyone thinks, he just made that beat himself. No. Little dude named Timmy Thomas, Why Can't We Live Together? So there you go.
And the funny thing
the
is,
education continues.
Drake, everybody thought with auto-tune too, but before there was auto-tune, there was a voice Zap box. Zap and Roger had that too. So, all right, we got one segment to go in the big show. Don't go anywhere. We'll wrap it up, put a bow on it, and turn it over to the Blitz next. It's the Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
You recognize it?
Well, but kind of. I just caught the end of it.
That the very ending. Play just that from the beep. It's one of the most scratched and sampled chunks of. Yeah. That's Fab Five Freddy, and he says, ah, this stuff is really fresh, and just about every DJ in hip-hop has used that to scratch or learn how to scratch. Just the ah part and the fresh part.
And yes,
not that kind of scratch.
Yes, it is Fab Five Freddy from MTV.
Yes, that Fab Five Freddy. So welcome back to the show. Way back Wednesday style. Yeah. Big Willie style all in it? No? All right.
No, probably not. By the way, it's very entertaining that Travis Johnson just found out about the fight. And he's like tweeting me and Granato and Raheel going, how did y'all not tell me this went on with the booth next to this action?
You living under a rock? I mean, it was pretty out there, bud.
And then he was like, Seth, if I were you, I'd have kicked this. Now, that would have been entertaining. Because Travis would not have had he didn't care if he had a headset on, he wouldn't have had a filter. He would be steamrolling people.
Yeah, you would have had to just hold down the dump button and hold him back, I'm guessing.
And how about
because he wouldn't stand for that foolishness.
How about the one thing we didn't talk about? How about John McClane?
Yes!
The memes were fantastic.
Oh, aren't they, though? Yeah, and at the whole time, he looks like he's scared to death and also annoyed. But then afterwards, he goes right to Twitter to say in all of his years, it's the most embarrassing thing he's ever seen, and I was there to do my job. And,
settle down,
yeah,
John.
Tweet after tweet after tweet. That's enough.
It's one thing to be, you know, not participate or watch from the side, but don't. It's a different era of radio. All right, things are done a little different than the old school.
Fight first and ask questions later.
No, but man, some of these more. I'll try to be nice. Some of the more seasoned folks in this business have had a hard time adjusting to a new style of radio.
Okay.
Was that fair to say?
Yeah. Okay. I agree with that.
But
yeah.
I don't want to throw anyone in particular under the bus, and I'm not speaking of John McClane necessarily.
Barry's napping right now.
He's not going to hear it.
It's Barry Warner's taking a nap.
Napping?
Right now.
It's his bedtime. It's almost 4 o'clock. He's almost in bed. He's already had supper.
Guys, I stopped by and thought I was going to run roughshod on the food court, and instead I got in the middle of a fight and it ruined it and just took my appetite away. I couldn't handle it anymore. I need a snack.
I like it. The memes, though, yeah.
The eye roll one.
And people were calling him a champ and all that other stuff on the memes. It was hilarious.
What?
Yeah, they're like, he's the real champion. It was hilarious. But like, jokingly.
Well, he called him a champ. The real champ.
El Jefe tweeted.
Not you.
I know. El Jefe tweeted and said, this is Barry's face when Joel talks about Green Bay. And it was John McClane sitting there listening. But then he said, this is Joel's face when Barry and Nick talk MMA.
I saw that.
That's so funny.
I saw that.
They were really good. They were fantastic. It's just it's interesting, man. I kind of like the dynamic. It was something different.
I like the fact that talk about not saying the name. I mean, basically without saying it, they were saying, you know, the only landing spot he hasn't hit is here, and he ain't coming over here. And now we got a lineup that it's like we've added from top. We're like the Astros. You know, we got top to bottom. We're swinging now.
Somebody asked on the text line, hey, Barry, did you watch the president's speech last night? And I did not.
That's what I wanted to mention.
It was all over Twitter.
I know. And that's why part of the reasons I didn't watch it, plus the Rockets were on. But, boy, you know what I did watch? And you know what really sucked? I stayed up to watch Stormy Daniels on Jimmy Kimmel because I wanted the deets. I want to know true or false. I want all these deals. She signed some document to where she couldn't talk about it. So what it amounted to was a bunch of innuendo. Jimmy, I don't know what you mean. Then he brought up puppets, one of Trump and one of Stormy, and said, okay, if this was true and it did happen, keep the puppet still. If it didn't, move the puppet in any way, shape, or form. And then he had to interpret that by going, now she didn't move the puppet there, which means it didn't happen.
What?
Yeah. The whole thing. And I'm sure their ratings went through the roof. And I believe, because she even was talking about all the things that she put, that she had to have. If she went there and she goes, I should have put that in my, it's not a retainer, what do they call it? My rider. I should have put that on my rider for my dressing room and this and that and the other thing. And he was kidding, but said that she got paid $130,000 to make the appearance last night.
Well, didn't she come out and actually say that it never happened?
No. The whole segment.
Because I saw an article that says she basically admitted that it
And it was
it
on
happen.
Twitter. And so he starts out by showing that letter and says it's signed by you. He goes, funny thing is, Here are some of your signatures. Now, by the way, you've signed some pictures for me over the years. Here are some there, too. That's not your signature, is it? And she went, no. And he's like, so you didn't send that? And she's like,
wow.
But it was just, you know, you needed a coder ring to get through all of it. If you're going to pay that much money and you're going to bill her all night as being the nightcap that everybody has to see after the State of the Union, give me more than that. That's ketchup as an ingredient, not a real ingredient.
And I wasn't a fan until I just looked at the updated pictures on TMZ. The middle picture isn't terrible, nor is the one on the right.
Of the storm front?
Yeah, Stormy Daniels.
As she gets older, she's filled out a little bit, but she also has enhanced the top shelf quite a bit.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah, the top shelf is full.
If that's Stormy, thunder and lightning are sitting right in mid-chest.
Exactly. Yo, Barry won this hands down. I told you guys, this was no contest. This was, when Trey had the idea, I was like,
man, Joel's was kind of competitive.
Yeah, and tell your mom to stop texting the show.
No, that wasn't her number. I would have recognized it. That's not her. It's my dad.
I'm not buying that.
It's my dad.
Okay, well, one or the other. Parental guidance, please.
What?
Parental guidance is fine, but we don't need their chiming in on the opinions.
Oh. Producer T. Scott's McClain memes were straight fire. I didn't see them.
I didn't either.
Did T. Scott tweet out a bunch of memes?
He was on it, though.
I didn't know it was T. Scott that was producing. It might have been. I don't know.
I didn't see him, but I guess so.
Okay. And the other thing that we didn't touch on, but we can get
so
to
So none of
quickly.
You watched the State of the Union? You were at the game.
No, I was not watching.
I was watching the game, and I was babysitting. So
I totally forgot about it. I don't think it would have mattered who was in office.
I was going to say, if you knew it was on, would you have watched it?
No, I don't think so. Not really.
And they said he didn't make it all about him for a change? Come on.
What? That surprises me.
What do you guys think about this, too? Fox gets Thursday Night Football for the NFL for the next 5 years.
So they're moving it from the NFL network.
So NFL was splitting time with either CBS or NBC. Each did four. Now the NFL has gone to a straight 5-year deal
with
at an average of $60 million a game.
Wow.
With Fox.
So are the games going to be better, I hope?
You hope so.
I'm sure Fox is going to push for better games.
So Fox's A-team, they're not going to make Joe Buck and Troy Aikman work for the Thursday night game.
No way.
No, I think they're going
to work Thursday and Sunday.
Well, Jim Nantz was.
Oh, he was doing
Nantz
both?
Nantz and Romo were doing it for CBS. But I think
maybe
that was
so.
To get Romo more reps.
Oh, yeah. Just to get him. Yeah, you're probably right. All right. Well, this is Bob James. Take me to the Mardi Gras. The beginning was more of what was sampled. But yeah, this is the
Nick,
last
put
one.
Put your shirt back on. It's okay.
I'm not really feeling this track too much.
No, just play the beginning. Play it from zero. Tell me you don't recognize that beat from the beginning.
DJ PP is all over it today.
You
got to know that.
Yeah, you totally recognize that.
Yeah that's
the beat. One that's
it's
been
like
sampled.
DMC.
Yeah, they don't sample the whole song. They'll just sample that first chunk.
So you have good beats on 10% of all of your songs. And
that's the whole point.
You lose.
Dude, these songs have been sampled
the last
more than
track
any
like,
songs.
Wait for it. Less than seconds. Wait for it.
Yeah, sample more than any songs in the history of music. Suck it. You lost, Nick. You came in third. No doubt.
I wasn't questioning that part. No.
To cover songs.
Know your role. Stay he's like, in your lane, big dog. Right here is your comfort zone. Stay right
funny.
There. All right, it's another good show. Way Back Wednesday's in the books. We're coming back on Thursday and Friday as well. You should too. It's every day, Monday through Friday, 1 to 4 p.m. We are the usual suspects. Have a great night, everybody. We'll talk to you tomorrow right here on ESPN 97.5.
My name is Stephen A. Smith, and you're listening to 98.7.
Wait, what?
I said 98.7, that's my show.
Let's try this one more time, okay?
My name is Stephen A. Smith, and you're listening to 97.5 FM.